Fole K. Oyedepo is from Nigeria, and she is very focused on what she will be doing while she is here in America.
I'm an English graduate from Nigeria, so coming to America has actually helped me to improve my English. I mean, I hear English from the real speakers, from the native speakers of English. And I'm a teacher. I was a teacher in Nigeria, and I'm also a teacher. I mean, that's my career. I want to become a teacher in a college, a professor. So this, I'm coming to America under the Fulbright Scholarship and Award has given me the opportunity to get a global exposure about teaching. It also awards me the opportunity to learn the American culture first. And I mean, apart from what I've read in books, what I've seen in movies, what I've heard on the media, I'm in America to learn the American culture firsthand.
Fole K has plenty to keep her busy at Fayetteville State University. One of her assignments is teaching.
I teach Yoruba language in Fayetteville State University. Yoruba language is a language, one of the languages spoken in Nigeria, Benin Republic, Togo, and traces of it are found among communities in Brazil, Sierra Leone, Northern Ghana, and Cuba. Now, I teach the American students this language, and I also teach the culture, the history of Yoruba land with it.
While teaching American students, Fole K is also enrolled as a graduate student, and one of the courses she takes is American history.
I've learned so many things as a student too, because as I teach, I'm also enrolled as a graduate student. It's part of my scholarship award, Fulbright Scholarship Award. You teach and you also enroll as a student. So I'm enrolled in the graduate school here. I'm doing two courses because we're to enroll in two courses per semester. So the first course I'm taking is Issues in Composition. And the second one is American history. Both courses have really, really helped me in many ways. Now I know a bit of American history. I mean, firsthand, I've learned it, it's so interesting. I found it more interesting than what I've heard when I was back home in Nigeria. Now I'm learning it, I'm hearing it for the Americans themselves. So it makes it more interesting. And also, concerning the other course I'm doing, it really helps me because I'm exposed to some things. Also, in Nigeria, we speak British English, not American English. So I can't but appreciate the differences in the ways the British speak and the way the British speak. I mean, there is a great difference there. So I know I'm learning, I'm being exposed to things, and I'm also teaching people.
Fole K says the professors are friendly and people are always willing to help her get to where she needs to go.
I must say I've enjoyed the friendly community I found myself in. People were so friendly, so helpful. I mean, I don't have a car. If you want to go anywhere, they ask you, okay, can I drive you? Or you want to go to Walmart? You want to go to, I mean, different places. People are friendly here. Especially in the university community, I've met people people have really invited us to lunch, to dinners, the professors in the university, and members of my church, and some other people. I met some people from my own country, Nigerians, and they've been very, very wonderful. All of them have been very nice. You know, I've met people, I've talked with them. They invite us to their houses. And then there was a time we went to Matu Beach, North Carolina. Matu Beach, we went there through the international office in FSUA. It's been a good experience. It's been a wonderful one.
Fole K graduates in May. For more stories about students studying in the United States and to post your comments about a student's profile, visit our website, www.voanews.com. Once you're there, click on American Life, then scroll down to see America's Global College Forum link on the right. And remember, tune in next week to hear another story from an international student here in the U.S. on America's Global College Forum. I'm Marcia James.